What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. The best news that you will hear today, DeMar Hamlin has made remarkable progress. He is awake. He's been able to communicate via writing. Still critically ill, but appears neurologically intact. Lungs continue to heal and is making steady progress. And from what we did see unfold on Monday night to be here on Thursday evening, that is the best news you would think you could get so far. And we just hope that it keeps on getting better and better and better, and we get to see DeMar Hamlin make a full recovery. Dr. Timothy Pritz says DeMar Hamlin opened his eyes on Wednesday night and actually asked via writing if the Bills won.
We were in the situation where we wanted to allow him to gradually, you know, wake up as the rest of his body was healing. Last night he was able to emerge and follow commands and even ask who had won the game.
Timothy Pritz then said that DeMar Hamlin is the winner in life.
To paraphrase one of our partners, you know, when he asked, did we win? The answer is, yes, you know, DeMar, you won. You've won the game of life. And that's probably the most important thing out of this. And we really need to keep him at the center of everything else that's going on. And we really want to ensure a good outcome for him.
And we hope we get that good outcome. Dr. Timothy Pritz, we'll hear one more from the doc, says DeMar Hamlin has progressed very well in these last 24 hours.
We would like to share that there has been substantial improvement in his condition over the past 24 hours. We had significant concern about him after the injury and after the event that happened on the field, but he is making substantial progress. As of this morning, he is beginning to awaken, and it appears that his neurological condition and function is intact.
It's just unbelievable. From where we were on Monday, and you started to hear some good news, but clearly today was the best news that you could get so far, and it's just wonderful to hear, and you just keep on praying and hoping that it keeps on trending in that direction. Josh Allen did address reporters today. Also, you had T. Higgins and Sean McDermott speak to the media. Let me play you this Josh Allen quote before we hear you get you the quotes from T. Higgins. This is Josh Allen saying that T. Higgins did nothing wrong on Monday night.
I haven't reached out to T. I hope that, you know, he got some relief today, and I don't know. I saw some stuff on Twitter, and people should not be attacking him whatsoever, and I'm glad that DeMar's family came out and said that, and hopefully he found some relief today, because, again, that's a football play, and I hope that he doesn't hold that upon himself, because, again, there's nothing else that he could have done in that situation. So I just wanted to say that, too.
We see a lot of good things on Twitter, as you've seen in the response of everything that has unfortunately occurred with DeMar Hamlin, and you've seen the way that people have rallied together through social media. But then you also know that there's bad on Twitter or any social media. And for anyone that is suggesting that T. Higgins is at fault here, you're just an absolute moron. And that's as polite as I could say it. And good on Josh Allen for saying what he said today about T. Higgins, because he's 100% right. He did nothing wrong. It's a football game. It's a football play being made, and no one thought what happened to DeMar Hamlin was obviously going to happen, and it's wrong for anyone to be saying that T. Higgins is at fault. T. Higgins discusses what his emotions have been like during the last few days.
Obviously, it's been hard, you know, just because, you know, I had something to do with the play and whatnot. But, you know, everybody's been making me feel whole again. You know, I talked to his mom, and, you know, everything's okay. He's doing good, so I'm in a good place right now.
Let's hear from more of Josh Allen as Josh Allen credits Sean McDermott for his tremendous leadership on Monday night.
He was the perfect man in that situation to handle that type of situation. I can't say enough about what he did, what he said to us in the locker room. Obviously, just a dire circumstance that nobody's expecting, nobody's ready for. There's nothing that you can train about doing. Like, you can never put yourself in that situation until it happens. And I want to thank our, you know, coach mentioned it earlier, but our training staff for going out there, not knowing what's going on, but going through a checklist, working as a single cell symbiote, like saving his life, you know, and is being on that field, and you lose sleep, you hurt for your brother, a lot of shared grief. But to the question before, getting updates and positive updates eases so much of that pain and that tension that you feel. But coach handled it as perfect as anybody could.
You've also had quite a few Bills players today. You talk about what immediately happened on the field. Deion Dawkins passed this note along. Denny Kellington's name, let's praise his name and the person for reviving our brother DeMar on the field. Denny gave CPR and chest compressions to get his heart back beating. Hashtag Denny Kellington. And also thank you to all the doctors and medical professionals that have helped and assisted number three. Let's hear more from Josh Allen. Josh Allen expresses how he felt when unfortunately he saw DeMar Hamlin go down.
The scene just replays over and over in your head. And there's, again, it's hard to answer that question and actually describe how, you know, I felt, how my teammates felt in that moment. And something we'll never forget, but to know that DeMar is doing okay, and I know there's still a lot of things and stuff that he has to process and continue to go through to get back to himself. We're just, again, we heard that news this morning, and there's nothing that could have been told to us to bring our day down. You know, we're extremely happy for him and his family. You know, we just want to love up on him, you know. So the next chance we get, I don't know when it's going to be, if we get to see him anytime soon, man, it's going to be awesome.
And you hope that one day there's that moment where DeMar Hamlin gets to walk back into that Bills locker room and you just get to have, just would be a very emotional scene with everyone embracing. But clearly you're not human in this situation where obviously you want to pray and hope for the best, but everyone's mind thinks what could happen and the negative side of it as well, because it was a scary situation that we've never seen before. And to just get positive news today, it does bring a smile to your face. It brings a smile to your face, and you just keep on hoping and hoping that you get better news. Josh Allen says that DeMar Hamlin's father speaking to the team did make it easier to think about getting back on the field.
I'd say from a player's view, hearing Mario talk to us, the words of encouragement that he had for us, and I had the chance actually to talk to him Monday night, and the only thing he said was, my son's going to be all right.
And Josh did expand more on DeMar Hamlin's father's speech that he gave the team earlier this week, saying that guys really responded to it and now are ready to play on Sunday up against the Patriots.
Mario talking to us as a team and the things that he kind of told us and really didn't tell us, he demanded us, you know, and you can't not honor his request to go out there and charge forward, you know, to the best of our abilities. And obviously we'll be playing with, I guess, less heavy hearts now, knowing that, you know, today's news was a lot of tears of joy, I'll tell you that. But to know that
That's what he wants. That's what his dad wants. I think guys are excited to get out there.
Josh also says it's very encouraging that the first thing that DeMar Hamlin asked when he woke up was if the Bills won the game on Monday night.
His dad said the first thing that he's going to ask when he wakes up is who won the game. And sure enough, that's what he did, man. And as teammates, you love hearing that response, that the first thing on his mind wasn't, you know, poor me. It was, how are my teammates doing? Did we win this game? And that's powerful in itself, man. And I don't think people really understand the bond and the relationship and the brotherhood that you have as an NFL team, especially this one here. Guys love each other, and we really do. And for, you know, obviously DeMar to go through that and to come out on the other side and still, again, just thinking about his teammates, that's DeMar. That's who he is, though.
It's a special locker room in Buffalo, and Buffalo is just really a special city. Now, I've said this before. I said earlier tonight, I'll say it again. My sister and cousin both attended university at Buffalo, so I've been around the Buffalo community before. And whenever you go to Buffalo, it's about a few basic principles. It's about family. It's about food and obviously sports. And everyone rallies around those three things, whether it's spending time in a great community, you know, where do you go to get your wings and everything, having a few drinks, obviously, throughout the day. And then it's always around sports. I've been to Buffalo for college football games, Bills games, NCAA tournaments. It's a wonderful community and really a special place with people that are so passionate and people that are so benevolent. And you see in horrible tragedies that the Buffalo community has to suffer through this year, how everyone tries to uplift just the entire community in the toughest of times. Whether it was the senseless shooting, whether it was the deadly snowstorm, or now with the DeMar Hamlin situation, Buffalo is really and truly a special place. And that locker room, that Bills locker room, the way that they have embraced the city and the way that they have been there to help the city this year through tragedy, you knew when they were going through bad times that the city was going to be there for them as well. Play you one more from Josh Allen. Josh Allen on how tough it will be to not think about DeMar almost dying on the football field.
It's hard not to let it be, you know, creep into your mind. You know, we've been reassured this is the freakiest of freak accidents, and it took the worst possible timing for this to happen. But again, the mental aspect of it, going out on that field, if you have that thought, you know, that's putting yourself at risk even more, putting your teammates at risk even more. And I know Coach is going to do a good job, and he's been doing a great job about making sure guys understand that and understand, you know, mentally, like, you have to be bought in too. But, you know, as, again, like as Coach alluded to, as humans, it's hard to not feel that way. And but just to know that, again, the track record of the league, and obviously there's injuries, and that's part of the sport. And this is the worst possible case scenario you can ever think of. And again, we're just happy DeMar's all right.
Let's go to Bills coach Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott says he is very happy to hear the positive updates today on DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah, very encouraging. We've been getting incremental updates. And Brandon and Nate, Brandon Bean and Nate Bresky, Nate being our head trainer, as well as Tabani. Richard stayed behind in Cincinnati at the hospital. They've been there the whole time. And so my hat goes off to them as well. But they've been giving us updates, or DeMar's doctors have been giving our doctors updates, Dr. Bisson here in town. And then the updates have flowed basically through either Brandon, and Nate or Dr. Bisson or directly from DeMar's doctors. And the news has been very encouraging as we all are up to date at this point. And just extremely grateful.
Coach McDermott also says his main focus right now is making sure everyone is okay moving forward.
To me, the health and well-being of your staff and your players is the number one job of a coach in this situation. And so that includes mental health.
And on that topic, Sean McDermott details how the team is mentally preparing to play on Sunday against the Patriots at 1 o'clock.
When DeMar's father spoke to us, again, the days have blended together here. So today is Thursday. So yesterday, DeMar's father spoke to the team, and really his message was the team needs to get back to focusing on the goals that they had set for themselves. DeMar would have wanted it that way, and I'm paraphrasing. And so that includes our game against New England this week. And I think that has helped. And then again, today, the news today, as Josh alluded to, was a huge help to getting us back to focused on the game this weekend.
And we'll play you one last clip here. Sean McDermott says his leadership during the aftermath of Monday night was strictly about trying to do the right thing for the team.
I really feel like I did what anybody else would have done. And so when you're in those situations, you just react. And when you prepare for a game, the game can slow down because you've prepared for the game and you visualized it ahead of time. In this case, I can tell you it was moving very slowly at the beginning, just as we were, as DeMar was on the field. Time was just creeping by as we were trying to get a response to where, you know, how he was doing. And then from that point on, it moved very, very quickly in terms of us trying to get to a decision and do the right thing. And I think that's really what it really comes down to, is just trying to do the right thing for everyone involved.
That is Sean McDermott, who once again just showed admirable leadership in the toughest of circumstances. That is the news brief. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can always give us a follow on Instagram or Twitter at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Or you could call us at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And now let's go to William out in Manhattan Beach. William?
Zach, long-time listener, third-time caller, huge fan, love the show. You sound great. Good evening.
William, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I love CBS Sports Radio, and one of the things I love about it is just the idea of sports and the loyalty that builds and the friendship that builds among teammates and just the togetherness. And so I'm real particular to betrayal. And I happen to host a radio show on this wonderful network in the morning.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I go by my stage name, Bill Ryder, different kind of moniker.
Oh, yeah, that guy that's always writer than you, right?
Yeah, most, it's like a 90, they did a study, it's a 94% clip, so every now and then.
Writer than Hickey. You should call yourself that, Bill. You'd be right 100% of the times if you just called yourself writer than Hickey.
And I just wanted to tell you that Ryan Hickey, your guy, the Trace, you know, who I spent a lot of time with when we were working together, who I thought we were friends. I push him to fill in for me when I'm off.
Yeah.
He got a few shifts. Came to L.A. and ghosted me. Didn't even let me know he was in town. I just wanted to give you, I don't know if you're on the air or not, a little heads up just to be wary.
Now, Bill, I'm going to do right by my producer, because what I learned from you, even though we like to trash our producers, you always have their back if someone else comes after them. Now, this could be an interesting relationship since you used to host this show, and then Ryan did work for you, but now he works for me, and you still help him out. So I got to give Hickey a chance to defend himself because you know he would sit on his hands and not say anything if I didn't offer this opportunity.
I love that.
So, Ryan, real quickly, hot take, Hickey, Trace, whatever you want to say, is that true that you did not hit up Bill and you did not try to go see the Bill Ryder when you were out on the West Coast?
5:14 Sunday Pacific time. Bill texts
AM or PM? AM or PM?
PM.
Okay.
Happy New Year, my friend. 5:17 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. Bill, 3! New text. Happy New Year, 3! New text. No better way to start 2023 than in your hood, ! No response.
Well,
no response.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
It is a great place to spend New Year's Eve in my hood, and having spent 3 years sending you obnoxious sunset photos and you got really upset, I thought, okay, he's reaching out, it's really sweet, he's pointing out, you know, I'm in a pretty great area, I'm not gonna rub it in his face. This doesn't read to me, I'm looking at it now, no better way to start 2023 than in your hood. Yes, I thought you were referring to my hood and me spending 2023 in it. Ryan, you gotta say the words, I'm in LA, pal.
So to be fair here, and I'll kind of see whose side I'm going to take, I think we need to work with Ryan on just being a little bit clearer, because that's like a nice text that you would expect from Hickey in like a weird way. It could be kind of defined in multiple different ways. That's not exactly, hey, I'm here, let's go hang out, let's go get a few beers before I go see Penn State play Utah. So, Bill, I just think what you're starting to get here, Bill, and this is what I'm getting, understanding your guys' relationship, or maybe the lack of it, is now this is multiple times Hickey has been around you or close to you and has refused to see you. Maybe
that's
you're
fair.
Just not getting the hint,
that's the
Bill.
Context.
Maybe you're not getting the hint.
No, no, I've definitely gotten the hint. I definitely understand now that Ryan hates me and I gotta stop letting him fill in for me on the show. Like, that's a mistake by me, Zach, and I gotta own that, right?
I think Stu would like to get that shift from 10 to 12, a full shift rate for 2 hours. I think Stu would be open to that opportunity now.
Oh, we don't pay guys a full shift rate for that. You get a Snapple and a Skittles from the break room.
Jeez.
Yeah, sorry.
Hickey's gotta find a better agent.
I don't mean the misunderstanding.
Anything else, Bill, you got for us?
No, the show sounds great. I miss you guys. I'm really glad you had me call in. This has been super fun. Ryan, you're dead to me, bro. Have a great night.
Wow. Thank you. There is Bill Ryder joining us on CBS Sports Radio. I love how at the end, where now I'll defend you a little bit, Hickey. I love how at the end he's like, I'm glad you guys had me call in. He texted me out of nowhere and just goes, hey, destroy your boy for me. Didn't tell me he was in LA. And I was like, okay, if you want to call in and discuss that. And he goes, I'm already on hold. Hickey didn't screen my phone call. Did you want to see Bill?
I would love to see Bill.
Really?
But I knew I was not going to see him. So that's part of the reason why I didn't, I guess, make more of an effort beforehand.
What do you mean but that you just didn't have time or this was more so?
We were there
so...
for like 40 hours.
Okay.
We landed at like... We got to my friend's apartment.
So that was a sympathy text. That was let me make it look like I care about you, but I really don't care about you.
No, no, no.
So I'll vaguely text you that I'm there.
I just felt weird. Like, all right, do I text them I'm going there? Like, I just don't have a way to hang out because by the time everything, you know, I got to my friend's apartment at 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday night. And I knew we were going to game super early on Sunday, on Monday. And then by that point, we just were cooked and we went to bed right after the game. So it's not like, I mean, I was there, not even there for 40 hours.
You could have did dinner with Bill on Friday night. Or what is it, Sunday night? Yeah, Sunday night. You could have done dinner with Bill. Or he would have met you out for a drink. Guy would meet you out for a drink anywhere.
I should have asked. That's on me, but I know it's not exactly, I'm sure he's not close to where my friend was.
I don't know. A lot of excuse
LA
making.
LA is far.
A lot of excuse
LA
making.
LA is far.
I try to defend you. I don't know if I can defend you on this one. Anyway, let's get to the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
We'll only do one stock up today, and it is the best news that you will get, and that is obviously the news that we got early this morning about DeMar Hamlin, that he has made remarkable progress. He is awake. He's been able to communicate via writing. The first thing that he asked, or one of the first things that he asked, was did the Bills win the game up against the Bengals, even though he's still critically ill. He does appear neurologically intact. Lungs continue to heal, and he's making steady progress. So wonderful news considering what we did see on Monday, and we just hope it keeps on getting better and better. And a thank you to everyone that was so essential on the field and then also obviously now in the hospitals. We give a stock up to DeMar Hamlin for making remarkable progress. Okay, I got two stock downs today. This is Chris Sims. Is this on NBC Pro Football Talk, right?
Unbuttoned.
Okay, so Chris Sims has been critical of Jalen Hurts. He has an opinion like everyone does, and then when you're wrong on an opinion, I guess there was some ranking list that he didn't include him in, or he just wasn't as positive about Jalen Hurts, and whenever that does happen, especially when it happens in Philadelphia, people are going to remind you about that, especially when you're wrong. But it was ESPN who, I guess, reposted his thoughts on Jalen Hurts, and Chris Sims wasn't happy about it. Listen up.
Jalen Hurts makes them better. I know that. And, like, f*** you, SportsCenter Instagram, for, like, putting it out again for, like, the third time in 3 weeks. Like, f*** off. Like, really, f*** off ESPN SportsCenter. Like, seriously. They didn't put it out that in my quote last week after the Cowboys game, but they're going to wait to the game yesterday. That's why I hate social media, and f*** you, ESPN SportsCenter, one more time on the way out.
You wait till it's relevant. You can slam someone. You just.
I just don't. It's
the right opportunity.
Do they not make content in there anymore? I mean, damn, stop jocking me, ESPN.
In the whole context, I feel like people think you went
out. Give me a piece of your check.
Like, this was in the MVP debate context. Like, who is most valuable to the team?
Invite me on SportsCenter, and let's have a conversation if you want to really get into this SportsCenter.
Wow.
Invite me on. ESPN, you scared little babies. There you go.
Wow.
They're scared. They don't want any piece of me.
And babies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a low blow. I'm
Do you think he'll be
serious
on there now, Matt?
No.
You think
they'll chicken out in a heartbeat.
But you call them a baby.
No, I'm just calling them the people that run their stuff over there. Not none of their on-air personality. I like a lot of
them. It's not personal. This is
it is personal. To their social media handler there, and that's the bullshit.
Right. All right, we'll see. A head-to-head with you versus their social media manager.
Right, and anybody else on SportsCenter. I want them all. Lock me in a room with them. I'll take them.
Yeah, okay. You may talk a tough game. Seems like you're a little sensitive there, Mr. Sims. So it was a Chris Sims take, according to Sports Radio WIP, from a few weeks ago, that Jalen Hurts isn't that valuable to the Eagles after this week's loss, and Sims lost it. So, okay. He freaked out about that. That seems like he desperately wants to just go on ESPN. But you lose your mind like that over an old take that was exposed? How many times that's happened to us? Laugh it off. Have a little fun. Lighten up a little bit, Chris. Jeez. Stock down to Chris Sims. Last night between Florida and A&M, Florida had a 1-0 lead at tip-off after a technical free throw due to Texas A&M leaving their jerseys at the team hotel, causing a delay a game. Man, whoever left the jerseys behind, give them a stock down. And A&M ended up winning 66-63. That Sims reaction is really something. Hickey.
Yeah, he, I wish I counted the F-bombs. It was at least like 7 or 8.
WEEI, I guess their afternoon show in Boston, they do this thing called like Worst Take Madness or something during March Madness. Whoever has the worst takes of the year. And I guess he said something about Brady or the Patriots or so. He always can't keep track with how many times Sims says something negative about the Patriots or Brady. And they like jokingly said, hey, we want you to come on and talk about your worst take. And he was like, bleep you, like back to them. He goes, how dare you do that? This is a joke of a radio show. And they said, okay, we're going to actually name the trophy after you that we hand out. Hey. I like Florio, who he co-hosts the show with, but Sims, jeez, I didn't know you were that sensitive. Alrighty, Zach Gelb Show. We'll be back tomorrow on Football Friday. Bye bye. Peace.
What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, where we dig into the crazy things you're afraid of. Everything from animal-people hybrids, you know, people who get surgeries to look like an animal, to giant statues.
If I ever saw one of those giant statues, I probably would poop my pants.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.